Were they?
I'm a real boy now. Like Pinocchio.
There's a remake on Netflix, eh?
I'm a real boy now. Y'all know what you're looking at? You're looking at a real boy now.
All grown up.
I ain't no wooden toy. I'm a real boy now. It's Pinocchio from the south. What you know about that, Will? How many cables I got? Do I even have the cable I need?
You're dead, bud.
Cable I got, cable I need. Been dead.
I gotta preface this.
Is that a rap lyric? Boy. Is that a rap lyric? You can't kill me, I was born dead? Something like that? I feel like that might be a rap lyric. Because it's pretty hard. Like, you're already a zombie. Like, you can't kill me, I'm already dead.
And
like,
you're rapping.
I mean, there's something I like about that. You can't kill me, I'm already dead.
Yeah. Maybe you should...
Like the kind of idea,
you
like...
You should coin it.
Like, you can't...
Huh?
Like, you can't make me feel pain to pain. Like, you know what it's like? It's like, I saw this clip. I didn't even watch this show. But I saw this clip from that show Vikings.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know the show I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And this dude, they're like, that man's supposed to be dead in this clip, but he's on horseback. He's on horseback and he rides up. They're like, I thought he was dead. Uh-huh. And there's nothing more intimidating than a guy that's not afraid to die. You're just like...
Those are true warriors.
And so the guy shows up on horseback, and I think he already lost it all. I think whatever pain he endured, you can't provide more pain anymore. Like, physical pain is not going to be on the level of that psychological pain.
Uh-huh.
And so this guy rolls up in his clip, and I sure hope it's the show Vikings, because I just saw this clip online.
Uh-huh.
And now I might be miss.
Like, I'm already dead.
He didn't even scream, nothing. He just showed up, and that was enough. They had distance. It was one of those old-fashioned kind of battle scenes. There was distance. It's like a whole army is set up, and then this one horseback type dude.
Oh,
and
I see.
That man's... I saw him dead. That man was killed, wasn't he? And then they look to each other and like...
It's also a Western.
That's right.
I saw him dead.
Everything for me is just like Civil War or something. I wonder how the accents actually sounded during the Civil War. Probably somebody can... There's that guy that does English accents over the years.
Yeah.
I love that type of thing. Anyway. So they're like, you know what? They're like, you know what? Let's kill him again.
I got an idea.
If he didn't die last time, let's kill him again. Yeah. Well, you got a smile or what? Yeah. Good.
Hey,
that's good.
Today's a good day.
Good for you, man. Good day. Mo brought a jalapeno bread. Did you see it?
I did, yeah.
Like, that's
unopened. That's great.
Listen to me. That's the best item they got over there. Jalapeno and cheddar on a fresh on fresh bread. Like,
shout out Cobbs.
Like, don't get yourself all mixed up. So the guy comes on the horse and they're like, I'm going to show you right now that this guy can die. Like, somebody wants to prove it. So they start to approach him and they hit him with the bow and arrow. Hits him square in the chest. Probably should have been through the heart.
Okay.
I think it might be that guy. It might be Alexander Ludwig right there, who's Bjorn Lothbrok. I don't know, because everybody's looking like Vikings in this cast.
Okay, yeah.
Hence the name. Yeah. I think it might have been that guy. Yeah, it's definitely that guy.
The beard?
Am I spoiling things right now?
Well, you just
did. Shoot, man. I didn't even watch the show and I'm spoiling it.
That's the episode.
Damn.
Season finale.
Damn.
Series finale.
Damn, dude. Well, whatever. We're too deep now. And I think this show was from a while ago. And I think it was that guy. Anyway.
Canadian.
Anyway, so.
Shout out.
Shout out Canada. Canadian Vikings. Anyway. Full. It's through the heart. The guy should slump over, right?
Okay.
Keep staring at you. I kind of love the way they did it, dude. I might have to pick up the show after that. I don't know. It's a possibility.
Yeah, Vikings are very epic.
I might have to pick up the show in a hole after that because the guy in the battle. And anyway,
imagine trying to fight this guy.
So he starts getting hit. He gets hit with the arrow through the armor and everything, and then behind him is a whole force, my dude.
Okay.
But they didn't come up right away. But you want to fight behind a dude like that, don't you, Will?
Sure, yeah.
You see a dude like that march out there, put his neck out there.
Yeah, I feel confident that we're going to win the war.
Or you're comfortable enough with death because it rubbed off on you.
Yeah.
You're like, well, either way.
I'm going to try an arrow through the chest.
You stare him right in the eye and you're like, either way.
That hurt.
Either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah, we have a fun show today, I think.
Oh.
At the very end.
What is today?
Stick around.
What is today? Friday?
It's a Friday.
Is today Friday?
It's a Friday.
Man, I almost forgot that today was Friday. Are you doing polls and stuff on this show?
Yeah.
You're crazy, Will.
What about you?
Am I doing polls?
No, the question there.
Well, if you only had one social media you can keep, LinkedIn. That's rude.
People use it.
Yeah, I don't. Out of that bunch, it would be Twitter or Instagram. I don't know. I've been looking at metrics because I've been posting shorter videos and like
TikTok.
Well, actually, no, Instagram.
IG, okay.
Like this thing I put out last night, and it's weird because IG doesn't even really display the view counts prominently. You kind of got to click on it in some cases. But I did a short of that Coca-Cola phone, and then I just compared it across platforms. And it's whatever a view even means, it's getting viewed the most on Instagram out of those three.
Gotcha.
Whatever the hell that means. Different platforms.
Yeah.
Different. But as far as like using, which one I'm most likely to boot up is out of that bunch is Twitter.
Okay.
Like which I'm most likely to click on.
I guess just for news.
I guess. I don't know. It's been like that. Instagram's a tough one. Transition. It's a lot more video now. I mean, it happens. Tap on both. LinkedIn. I quit LinkedIn a long time ago. I was getting so many emails, inquiries that I couldn't manage, and I was like, I'm not.
It's overwhelming sometimes.
This inbox over there on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Hey, have I got a deal for you?
But it is, I feel, kind of refreshing. Some of the posts that they have there is educational, I guess.
Do you have LinkedIn? Oh, now you're putting yourself on blast.
I use it sometimes.
People are going to come reaching for you.
Well,
that's what happened in my case. It was just overwhelmed.
Yeah.
With the LinkedIn and people trying to do stuff.
You could see where I worked before Unbox Therapy.
Have I got a deal for you?
Yeah.
I was like, why you sound like the Joker?
Why do you sound so sly?
Have I got a deal for you?
You got
now
a
let's
lot of...
make a deal. Me and you. Let's make a deal.
I thought you stopped talking, but then...
Have I got a deal for you?
Here we are again.
Everybody can imagine the type of character... would be trying to make a deal like that.
Yeah.
What he's trying to sell and the fact that you definitely don't want it. I never knew that these banana chips had made their way into the frame.
Yeah, inch closer every single episode.
Yeah, and there's Mo with his booster juice just having a time. Elon Musk. $25,000 car for the masses was just unveiled by... Volkswagen. They just wanted to get Elon in the headline of that.
Yeah.
They're just like, how can we? They were just doing some A/B testing, you know? Yeah. They're like, we need some more celebrity in there. So Volkswagen, I guess, beat them to the punch is really what they're saying because Elon had talked for a while about, I like the look of that car, by the way.
It does look futuristic.
Man.
Looks like a Golf. Volkswagen Golf.
I don't mind the look of that car.
It is very streamlined.
Hmm.
Like, especially in this angle.
Hmm.
this curve here.
It's like you're animating a movie, and they say we need car.
And yeah, the less lines as possible.
And you're like, here I present you, car.
Uh huh.
You're like, oh, I don't mind that. It has an expression, doesn't it? On the
it
face.
It does. Yeah.
It has a face to it.
This could be in the Pixar film.
That's what I mean. Although it does say 25 euros rather than 25,000 US, but whatever. I don't even know what the exchange rate is. Maybe it's equivalent because they put dollars. Fortune should know the exchange rate.
Yeah.
So maybe 25,000 euros is 25,000 US. I think it's a good-looking car. It's unfortunate that we don't have a Tesla at that price point, even though it was talked about forever and ever. And then people rumored that there would be a Model 1 that would actually do that thing, do that dance at 25K.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these other companies still have tremendous advantage in terms of R&D and just the scale and manufacturing efficiency and so forth. And they may be able to target it first. Although it's also important to note in that same breath that these other companies have had difficulty turning a profit. And many of these electric vehicles are sort of early stage and profitability will come at a later date. They're just like, we got to get these out no matter what the cost to actually move units and continue to innovate. And a lot of their profit margin is still in their gasoline vehicles for some of these companies.
So the car is actually called the ID2 All. What do you think of that name?
It's for everybody?
It's for everyone, yeah.
To all. Or is it because it's all-wheel drive? I don't think it's going to be all-wheel drive for 25K. So. Volkswagen is unlikely to sell this car in the U.S., though. For one, the effect is only truly pronounced in the cast of replacement models rather than those that enter the all-new segment at a different price point. Someone who can afford the minimum $42,990 for a Model 3 won't likely be shopping for a vehicle at nearly half the price. Secondly, Musk has a documented track record of missing his launch dates. Customers who dropped a $250,000 deposit on the Founders Edition of the Roadster in 2017. Wow, what are you doing with a $250,000 deposit from 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I have to assume some people have pulled out of that deal. Some people. But if you had the money in the first place, maybe you don't care. Sure. You're just like, give me one when you have it. What I heard about for a cheaper Tesla was that it would be for the Chinese market, possibly designed by the Chinese team and made in the Gigafactory over there in Shanghai.
Mm-hmm.
Is kind of was what had been rumored. But this applies pressure. This is competition. This is beautiful stuff. You have a nice-looking machine that comes from VW. Whether they can make any money from it or not, they kind of state their claim, send their message, and work towards figuring out a profitable version of it. And it's not unusual. We talk about consoles a lot here. We talk about PlayStation and things, and they don't make very much money initially. They're going to sell you software, and over time they're going to figure out their efficiencies and actually profit on the console itself at a later date when they figure it out. But they're in a mad rush and race, and that's how competition works. You want to have companies competing for you to become their customer.
Especially price. That's a big statement. The lower the price and still having the EV option.
Are you saying the lower the price, the better?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Without sacrificing too much there, you know.
Shout out Saul, shout out Jay, and shout out Alexander. Man, we're getting a lot of love over there.
Yeah.
On the Super Chats today. Maybe because it's Friday, people are in a good mood.
Uh-huh.
Alexander says, do you think in the future driving will be a novelty and all vehicles will be autonomous by law? Yes, at some point, yes.
At some point, yeah.
I don't know how long, but at some point, yes.
But are we going to be driving? Or are we just
driving? Would just be for recreation. Just for recreation, it would be just you'd really feel like it, and you're doing it for fun, and otherwise, people will mostly go for autonomous at some point. I know that's sad to some people, but it's the nature of technology. You know, things move, things change. Microsoft lays off entire AI ethics team while going all out on ChatGPT.
This is a report. I don't know if it's... like, it seems like a lot of these news sites got a hold of this. And I'm not too sure if they actually laid off a bunch of ethics team members?
Well, I mean, it's like a lot of things, right? You have an inside source and source is close to the matter, and who knows if it's...
But if this is the case, that's pretty bad, you know?
Well, maybe they're reconfiguring because of ChatGPT. Maybe they're, like, maybe they need a fresh start. Is that
laying off an ethics team?
Well, if you acquire ChatGPT or a huge portion of it and integrate it into your products, maybe it absorbs some of the role of AI-based ethics. Like, would they not have their own group of people that do that?
Maybe. But, yeah, the way that it's said in outlets... in the news, it's like letting go. That's terrible. If it's like absorbed, that might be a lot.
No. I'm saying that they go and they have this big investment into ChatGPT, who has presumably an ethics team, an AI ethics team. They aim to integrate that version of ethics into their company. And therefore, people who were working on their own version of it no longer have a role. That's what I'm just speculating. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
This month saw surprise dissolution of Microsoft's entire ethics and society team, the latest casualty of the company's ongoing layoffs affecting 10,000 employees, or roughly 5% of its entire global workforce. That's crazy to think about the scale of their workforce. 10,000 employees is 5%.
Yeah. Huge.
Shout out Mo Foda. The move strikes many experts as worrisome, especially now. Microsoft Ethics and Society Department was responsible for ensuring the company's principles pertaining to artificial intelligence development were reflected in product designs. The Verge explained the group worked to identify risks within the company's plans to rapidly integrate OpenAI's tech into the product suite. Microsoft has so far invested $11 billion in the startup. That's interesting. Initially, that group was apparently identifying risks associated with OpenAI and integration of those products. Maybe OpenAI didn't like it. Maybe OpenAI was like, well, we don't need your own ethics people. We got plenty of it. I don't know. These are complicated deals.
Uh-huh.
Amid the multiple waves of dramatic layoffs that have roiled big tech in recent months, Microsoft announced plans in January to axe approximately 10,000 jobs from its global workforce by March of 2023. The major cutback occurred as a new AI arms race kicked off between companies including Microsoft, Google, and Meta. Well, that's the other thing. How the hell do you afford $11 billion? How do you just pull that $11 billion and speak to shareholders after? You're like, well, yes, $11 billion on the chat boys, but look, we got rid of all these ones.
Yeah.
All this, what do you want? What do you? All this cost, I guess, expenditure associated with salaries, whatever it was. I don't know what people think about the future, but I'm telling you right now, much like our question that we got about autonomous driving, everybody's got this thing that like technology is going to figure out a way to employ everyone. Hell no. Hell no.
It would take away some specific jobs.
It's going to be.
But not all.
It's going to eventually absorb all types of jobs, all right? That's just common sense. Does that mean we're not going to be more productive or figure out a way to even possibly have better lives? Doesn't mean that either. It's just, I think it's important to call it what it is. Like, yes, tech figures out ways to do things better than humans eventually in many segments and sectors.
Yeah.
Is there going to be some sort of universal basic income? Are people going to rapidly shift roles? We talk about the role of driver in an autonomous world. Shout out Lan, shout out Brevin. It's not going to be like it was. And you had COVID and you had remote work and you had real estate costs and you had the lack of renewal of these enormous real estate contracts. And it's across the board, Will.
Mm-hmm.
The new arms race is AI, as was suggested there. That's the new arms race.
Yeah.
You think AI is aiming to absorb a role? It's like when Walmart goes into the town, and all of a sudden the guy who sold the dog food, he's gone. And all of a sudden the guy who sold the melons, he's gone. And all of a sudden the guy who sold the bakery, he's gone. And these guys are doing it with tremendously greater efficiency in the case of Walmart. But it's the same thing over here. It's how many people can you envision AI and otherwise replacing?
Yeah.
It's unlimited. It's just a matter of how far out you want your scope to be. I'm including you and myself and yourself, Will.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I worry about that. It's like AI just delivering the news every single day. Automated, adding some jokes here and there.
And perfect
definitely
for
you. Definitely more wittier than me.
Perfect for you, too. Like, as a as a viewer, it's like, oof. Damn,
now I got my fix. I'm ready for the day.
That AI is just tuned right up for me. Like,
yeah.
That's the tone I like. That's my sense of humor. And, you know, you see how specific people are these days about everything they like or don't like. I kind of like. I mean, it's not bad. I give it a 7.6.
It's a lot of sampling.
Oof. People are so finely tuned now that there's no
Everyone's
human.
Everyone's at a Costco just sampling.
There's no human that can deliver that, your perfect dose of whatever the hell you've fine-tuned. We can get close. Humans can get close. And let me tell you the unfortunate part. The unfortunate part is compromise sometimes makes us better. Sometimes we're a little healthier that way. When it's all about self-gratification, let me tell you, it gets ugly fast. And so we're going to have whatever remaining humans on the planet being absolutely massaged in the perfect spot by their own finely configured AI that never does them wrong.
Brain massage.
Shout out A1GTV. 20-pound portable microwave can heat 11 meals in between charging.
What do you think? I like this guy carrying it.
He doesn't have the right outfit, though. He should have like a construction outfit. You're supposed to bring this to the job site, right?
Yeah, yeah.
His outfit's, he's going to space or something. 20-pound cordless microwave can heat 11 cold meals or 20 drinks before it needs a fresh pair of batteries. Now, since it's made by Makita, you know it's probably going to utilize their other battery system that you're already charging for all their power tools.
Sure.
It's pretty sick. So now you get a hot meal on the job site. Or never mind the job site. Maybe it's like all types of work that happens off-grid. You could take this.
You just bring this for the team.
Research or mining, or
just remote.
Remote
in the forest or something.
Anybody
like cutting trees?
Yeah. You're in the forest with a hot meal.
Yeah,
it seems a little heavy to carry all the way out. I mean, you need to get a truck out there because I don't think you want to carry this thing long distance. It's just
Is a bad example. Carrying this? No, you probably just leave it in your truck.
You leave it in your truck.
You know?
Absolutely. Well, you look at even those things over there, those crazy construction projects in like Saudi Arabia.
Uh-huh.
And guys are out there for ages at a time. And you can probably charge this off your truck too, right?
Yeah.
With two fully charged XGT batteries, Makita's microwave can deliver 500 watts of power for 8 minutes before stepping down to 350 watts until the batteries are dead. The batteries provide enough power to reheat about 11 lunches or 20 hot drinks, but mileage will vary, particularly if starting with frozen meals. Yeah, that's always tough when you're reheating the fully frozen. There's a handle on top and an included strap, which makes the 20-pound microwave easier to carry, but don't expect to heat up a meal while it's hanging off your shoulder. Not only does opening its door deactivate the appliance, but there's a tilt sensor that also deactivates. Imagine you're just walking around cooking. I feel like that man was cooking over there. Really?
Your legs just getting radiated?
For the time being, it's only going to be available in Japan, where it will sell for around $540 USD. Oh. And who knows? Maybe if it takes off over there, you're going to see it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
How to get ChatGPT on your Apple Watch. Forget about the phone as a replacement for Siri. Just throw it right on the wrist. OpenAI's ChatGPT conversational chatbot is taking the tech industry by storm. And now you can ask it things right on your wrist thanks to a new app for Apple Watch called Petey. It sounds kind of pleasant, no?
Yeah. I mean, just having this, if you just don't carry a phone, but you just have your watch, you can just ask questions. It'd be a nice companion.
Hey, Petey. If you haven't been keeping up on ChatGPT, it is the next generation language model that understands everything, understands you better than you. Petey comes with a watch face complication that makes it very easy to access without having to navigate your apps to open it. That makes it a handy alternative to asking questions of Siri, which 9 times out of 10 returns a series of web results. Yeah, we're all familiar with that. So look, it's an entire watch face. How do I build a treehouse? Building a treehouse involves several steps, such as selecting a suitable tree, designing. Yeah, it's doing its ChatGPT thing, but just on your wrist.
Yeah.
It was previously called WatchGPT, but then the name had to be dropped because of trademark issues. PD is currently priced at $4.99. It's available in the App Store, and the app requires WatchOS 9, so it should work on Apple Watch Series 4 and newer. It supports 14 languages, and more are set to be added over time. This is cool. Nice find, Will.
Mm-hmm. Simple.
Google says hackers could silently own your phone until Samsung fixes its modem. It found 18 vulnerabilities in Samsung's modems, four of which could give hackers a way in with just your phone number. Project Zero, Google's team dedicated to security research, has found some big problems in the Samsung modems. It's kind of a little interesting, right? Because they're trying to sell their own phones, and then we've got this Project Zero, and they're like, hey, those Samsung phones, you might want to avoid those because they got all kinds of vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
We got phones for you. We're Google. Project Zero. But it does run Android, and then therefore it is kind of their responsibility from a software standpoint. Apparently, they found some big problems in Samsung modems that power devices like the, Pixel 6 and Pixel, their own devices. They're like, this hurts us too.
Yeah.
And some models of the Galaxy S22 and A53. I didn't know that the Pixel devices were carrying Samsung modems, but as mentioned in the past, tons of crossover here in the tech space. Some models of S22 and A53, no mention of the latest Samsung devices, though, like S23 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The team also warns that experienced hackers could exploit the issue with only limited additional research and development. Google says that the March security update for Pixel should patch the problem. Well, that's good. But that's not available for the Pixel 6, 6 Pro, and 6a yet. So there's a list here of the different devices that might be affected, including S22, a bunch of M series and A series devices from Samsung, some Vivo devices actually, and even some wearables that feature Exynos chips. Interesting.
So watch out. Be careful.
Watch your step.
Disclaimer.
No, I mean, yeah, you're going to get an update. You should get a patch.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you're vulnerable, which is the story of being on the internet.
Yeah.
In 2023, I still get emails all the time. People are like, is this you? Is this you, Lou? I'm like, nah, it's not me.
You're asking for $10,000?
It's not me, guys. It's not me. All right. If you think it's me, it's not me. If you have to ask, is it me? It's not me.
Yeah.
So just put that out there.
You want to take a break?
Protect people. Yeah, let's take a quick break. Yep. Today's sponsor, Factor. Healthy eating made easy. Ready-made meals right to your doorstep. And I'm talking ready-made. Chef put together. You can even get it for teams. Maybe we can even get it in here to get you going healthy, Will.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a thing that takes place. So you set up the plan. It's fresh, nutritious meals that are never frozen. These babies in the packaging, they're cooked, put in there, they're cold, and then you just heat it up. That's all you got to do. You pick your meals, brand new menu, 30 plus dietitian designed options. They're cooked to perfection by their chefs, and then all you do, you pop it in, you click heat. It's a no-brainer. It might even be a win-win. Creamy Parmesan chicken, queso fundido. Sun-dried tomato chicken. You can see some of the different options. Plus, you can see whether they're top-rated or not. Then there's add-ons as well. Smart or keto option or a protein. Plus, there's different labels that you can organize and filter depending on what you're looking for. So this is when you have absolutely no time. You don't want to eat fast food. You're incredibly busy. You pop this in. You don't feel guilty about it. Everything happens fast, but you get those ingredients to keep yourself healthy. And you don't even need to think about it. It's Factor. You got to check these guys out.
Get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. They're prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians. Each meal has all the ingredients you need to feel satisfied all day long. Head to factormeals.com/LouLater50 and use the code LouLater50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code LouLater50 at factormeals.com/LouLater50 to get 50% off your first box. Thank you to Factor. We're back.
Thank you to Factor. I didn't know you had a deal. Because I saw people just talk about the price. I didn't know you had a deal on it.
Yeah, there's always a deal. Just you, click 50, the link below.
It was 50% off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pretty good deal.
It's not bad.
To try it out, at least.
Yeah.
FTX influencers face $1 billion class action lawsuit over alleged crypto fraud promotion. The suit is led by Edwin Garrison and was filed against FTX influencers primarily on YouTube. Ooh. Well, that includes some big names, I guess. Like, are you Tom Brady an FTX influencer? Is he included in that because he did the commercial and whoever else?
On YouTube?
Well, he didn't do it on YouTube, but why are only the YouTube people being targeted?
I guess this is a separate case.
$1 billion. He's seeking $1 billion because they promoted FTX crypto fraud without disclosing compensation. The suit was filed on March 15th in the Southern District of Florida. Kevin Pafraff, Graham Stephen, I know him, Jaspreet Singh, Brian Young, Jeremy Lefebvre, Tom Nash, Ben Armstrong. These are crypto/finance channels on YouTube.
Yeah, not financial advice, guys.
This is not financial advice.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. Though FTX paid defendants handsomely to push its brand and encourage their followers to invest, defendants did not disclose the nature and scope of their sponsorships and or endorsement deals, payments, and compensation, nor conduct adequate, if any, due diligence. The suit is saying, essentially, that these individuals were representing FTX in a nice light, encouraging people to invest, and maybe even implying that they knew that they were involved in fraud. Like, I doubt that. Hmm. That wouldn't be a very long-term business plan. I think that obviously the FTX thing was a disaster. Probably everyone was trying to create distance at a point, but I don't know that they knew at that moment that it was going to go down. Anyway, Ben Armstrong, better known as BitBoy Crypto, has responded. So CoffeeZilla put the initial post, breaking: YouTubers promoting FTX are being sued in a class action lawsuit claiming $1 billion in damages. And then Ben Armstrong, BitBoy Crypto, says, countersuit coming. The lawyers on this case can't possibly be more stupid. I've never had a contact with anyone at FTX and never even had a ref link. I don't even know what that is. Oh, a referral link.
Yeah.
Show me you are dumb without telling me you are dumb. I'm going to roast these low IQ plebs and their lawyer. Why does that have to get so fiery right away?
Yeah.
Anyway.
At the 100.
They're going to get, because they put my name on this. They're about to get roasted. Okay. Well, listen, I don't know. People are upset. People are reaching for these things because the FTX deal left a lot of people out in the cold, really.
A lot of money was being flung around. Left and right. Front and center.
So we were trying to get some of it back.
Yeah.
In addition, the suit claims the SEC has shown a consistent approach to cryptocurrency and goes on to discuss recent and ongoing cases involving SEC in the crypto industry. The suit is a consolidation of several class action suits, according to the law firm. Garrison's suit was filed November 15, 2022, and is the first filed FTX-related case action filed in the country, the firm said. Garrison is also a plaintiff in the class action suit filed against alleged celebrity endorsers of FTX as well. So it is two separate suits going on. So he can go for billions from the YouTubers and billions from the Tom Brady's.
Mm-hmm.
Hey?
The Tom Brady's, yeah.
Well, I think there was more than just Tom Brady involved. I just don't remember who everybody was.
Mm-hmm. Is it Larry?
Was Larry involved? You talking about Larry David?
Larry David.
I feel like Larry David might have been involved over there. Oh, yeah, they're going for him too. YouTube TV hikes its price to $72.99 per month due to rising content costs.
Have you tried this?
$72.99 per month. No. My understanding about this is it's a kind of a U.S. only deal. But what it is it's a replacement to cable TV. So it is actually giving you like a couple of sports and
live content.
Yeah, it's a replacement for cable TV, but that's kind of where the problem is. It's the whole cable TV model. It's so expensive to carry these channels. Mm-hmm. And the cost gets passed on, and it is a reason why your TV bill, why people were canceling their historic TV bill in the first place, because they're like, good Lord, why is this thing $100? Mm. So here's what YouTube TV has to say about it. An update for our members. As content costs have risen and we continue to invest in our quality of service, we'll be adjusting our monthly cost after 3 years from $65 a month to $73 a month in order to bring you the best possible TV service. New members will see this new price today, while existing members will see the pricing change beginning April 18th. Additionally, we are lowering the price of our 4K Plus add-on from $20 a month to $10 a month. So they want more people to just get the 4K aspect, but it's still going to be an additional cost. So if you want 4K, you're looking at $83 a month, something like that, right? Yeah, $83 a month. We are committed to offering a premium way for you to stream TV, but we understand this new price may not work for you. We do hope YouTube TV continues to be your service of choice, but we want to give you the flexibility to cancel at any time. Well, that's kind of nice to say. As always, thank you for your membership and head here for more details. So here's what, I just want to read some replies. I want to see how people feel about it. Anthony says, $8 more per month with 100% less MLB network. This is where we leave each other. It's not you, .. No, actually it is you. Well, then Warren says, same. When I signed up, YouTube TV was a great alternative to cable because it was $35. Now it's the same price as cable with fewer channels.
Wow.
No MLB network. I'm out too. So the sports, I think, was a big deal to people. People seem to be somewhat willing to pay for sports. However, the thing for me always was, you can also just get sports in general. Like, you can go directly to these sports organizations and order their streaming service. Now, sometimes there's blackout restrictions and such.
Sure.
So that.
But what if you're like a sports fan and then you want all the packages?
I don't know how. I don't know how ESPN does it. And it might be a different landscape than Canada. But if you have like a Sportsnet subscription here or a TSN subscription or whatever it is, you pretty much get all the sports. Mm-hmm. And then you can add one of the sports specific. So if you like baseball, you can add MLB to that, and then that will unlock every game, and then your Sportsnet subscription will get you all the Jays local games. So I don't know. For me, it always felt like the cable TV thing, what was wonky about it was I don't watch anything other than a handful of things. I kind of just want to pay for the handful of things, but apparently that model doesn't work, and it's probably the reason YouTube's in the position that they're in. A lot of these cable companies are like, you want to carry that? You better carry that. You know what the charge for that is and everything else. It just ends up expensive. And I just don't know how that all fits into the future, if that's the way we're really engaging with this stuff. Donald Trump is no longer banned on YouTube. That was the lesser talked about ban, I guess.
Yeah.
Because the Twitter ban was, everybody was chatting about that because he was such a big Twitter guy. Mm-hmm. YouTube was like down the list. We carefully evaluated the continued risk of real-world violence while balancing the chance for voters to hear equally from major national candidates. Interesting. YouTube has lifted restrictions on former President Donald Trump's YouTube account. YouTube announced on Twitter that the channel is no longer restricted and can upload new material. This is the full quote from them. We carefully evaluated the continued risk of real-world violence while balancing the chance for voters to hear equally from major national candidates in the run-up to an election, it said via the YouTube Insider account. This channel will continue to be subject to our policies just like any other channel on YouTube. He was suspended at the same time, January 6, 2021, U.S. Capitol. The site removed a video that it said violated its policies against inciting violence and it banned Trump from uploading new content. I don't remember which video it was exactly. I think it was around the time of like the rallying, which led to the January 6th. Mm. But then I think it was also home to the video where he was saying, don't go there anymore. But maybe that was on Twitter. I can't remember. But the point was, whatever it did, whatever he said, whatever the instruction in it was, this is interesting. I feel like, is this all 2 years ago?
President. Okay.
But this is all 2 years ago. So there's nothing new on it yet, even though it's been unlocked. And I suppose whatever was the offending piece of content is probably still down. But then all the non-offending pieces of content are back up. Anyway, it appears YouTube is happy to write a poem about Donald Trump, whereas ChatGPT, not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. Lowe's is using a 400-pound robot or 400-pound robots, plural, to patrol parking lots as part of a pilot program. That guy's kind of intimidating. 400 pounds. Someone's going to break their toe trying to kick it. Hardware giant Lowe's has deployed large autonomous security robots. See, they're like, it'll never take the job. It's like, well, yeah, there you go.
It kind
of did. Just took a job. Several locations across the U.S. as part of a pilot program. Lowe's has partnered with security technology company Nightscope, but Night spelled like a night with
a K. That's
a
cool name, eh?
It's not bad. To deploy K5 robots at stores in Pennsylvania, California, Washington State, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C. The K5 robots stand approximately 5 feet tall. 400 pounds. Whoa, that's imposing.
Yeah.
Look at this guy go. The noise that he makes as well. Or it makes. Just looks at you. The K5 robot uses a range of sensors to look for anomalies and report them in real time. They're like, anomaly. Anomaly spotted. Anomaly.
Pulls out a taser.
I doubt. No, he doesn't have no taser. He got a Lowe's logo on him.
Okay, yeah.
They're like, hey, this belongs to Lowe's. Don't you dare load this in the back of a truck.
Don't take it.
He kind of has to be 400 pounds, right? So you can't just pick him up and leave. You're like, see ya.
Probably bottom heavy, so you can't tip him.
Well, why you talk about tipping this guy already?
Well, that's what people will try to do, right?
People, but not you.
No, definitely not me. Oh, I thought that car was going to hit him.
Yeah. No, it's got to have enough sensors to avoid traffic and running into people. A top speed of 3 miles per hour. Lowe's is testing the use of robots to patrol parking lots to enhance safety. The robots use multiple microphones, LiDAR, sonar, wide-angle cameras to create 360-degree high-definition video coverage. You know, I could see this maybe on college campuses.
Okay,
people walk to their cars late at night, and maybe you can't have physical security guards. You just have it in the parking garage, just booting around. The difficulty here is obviously going to be cost. Like, what would one of these guys cost?
But if it's compared to someone like a security guard or maybe two.
Yeah, probably over time, but I'm talking about the initial investment.
Uh-huh. And who watches these things, right?
Like, it's about who watches the watchmen.
Yeah, they have to like look for security footage and
what if they get what if they get corrupted? They rob the place. You never know.
Yeah,
AI, right? Someone loads a little ChatGPT on there. They start writing poems. Next thing you know,
very AI.
Next thing you know, That's never the way it looks in the AI movie, though. It's always like some really threatening iRobot looking thing. It's never an egg-shaped 400-pound. No one would buy it. They're like, I'm not threatened. You're like, yeah, it's got a machine gun and stuff. They're like, nah, I don't care. It's the shape of an egg. Not scared.
Yeah, it looks kind of friendly.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's the thing. That's a big deal in robotics, Will. The way it looks, the impression it gives
it
people.
It needs to be sharper.
To be scary.
Yeah.
No, but they don't want this one to be scary. They didn't want this one to be like that. Yeah. How long before sort of somebody vandalizing one? Like, is this, you know, instantaneous? Just like you said.
Just throwing a Slurpee at it.
Oh, geez,
you
know, man.
Spray painting it.
Oh, why give people ideas, Will? Shout out Perfect Image. I want to ask Lou a question. What if Sony had the capital, but Activision would block the deal? You guys are awesome. Oh, thank you. What if Sony had the capital to buy Activision? Would Microsoft block the deal? I assume so. Yeah. I mean, this is not going to be helpful to them.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure Sony probably does have the... I don't know. Maybe they don't have the capital. They are talking about game studio acquisitions at pretty big scale, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to try to be working on similar negotiations.
Sure.
And I presume Microsoft would act a very similar way if it was reversed.
Uh-huh.
What do you got? A pizza for me, Will?
Yeah. Have you ever had a pizza box that turns into a basketball net?
Cool.
In the 90s.
Innovation. Pizza Hut brings back its playable hoop packaging from the 90s. So you get a little mini Pizza Hut basketball.
Yeah.
And then the box itself flips up with a mini little backboard and a hoop in order to celebrate March Madness. No one out pizzas the Hut. The official pizza of March Madness. I like this. This is fun packaging. It's crafty stuff.
Mm-hmm. You said the Pizza Hut basketballs?
I'll do a YouTube short, I'll tell you what.
Why not?
I might chop a short. Mm. Shoot a hoop or two. Limited edition mini basketballs are decked out in red and black with copy stating the brand slogan, "No one out pizzas the Hut."
Okay.
What, you didn't read it in that voice as well? That's the commercial.
The Hut.
No one out pizzas the Hut. Can I do the commercial, Will, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sick. Likewise, the pizza box gets splashed with similar copy with the hoop board stating, "The official pizza of March Madness." The special edition March Madness box will be available to fans beginning March 14th, the first day of the tournament. Oh, yeah. That's going to be a hit.
How do you eat some pizza, shoot some hoops?
How do you get the basketball, though? I just, like, I have to order at least the large or something.
You get two, yeah.
Come on. I'm not getting it. Every time I'm getting two basketballs. How are they making money on this? Every time I'm getting two basketballs? No.
I think maybe you have to pay extra. It's limited edition.
Damn, dude. You got me going. I think you got me going.
It's pretty rare.
I think you got me going there.
Definitely go get them.
U.S. releases footage of a drone crash with a Russian jet over the Black Sea. Ooh. Whoa. Gadoosh. On Tuesday, a Russian Su-27 aircraft slammed into the propeller of a U.S. Air Force MQ-9 drone over the Black Sea.
They're like, hey, why'd you do that?
No, it's definitely more beef than that. They're like, that was an act of aggression, and
yeah.
Now it's politicians in suits and
this was intentional.
Podiums and, you know, well, why's it always got to go that way? Why is it always got to be like that? 2 days ago, the U.S. Armed Forces claimed that a Russian Su-27 aircraft crashed into a U.S. Air Force MQ-9 drone over the Black Sea, causing the MQ-9 to fall into the water below. Today, U.S. European Command has released declassified footage of the incident. The report from U.S. European Command said that the crash happened at 7:03 a.m. Central European time. Further claimed it was conducting routine operations in international airspace and that Russia's intercept was an unsafe and unprofessional intercept. You see the language?
So you can kind of see here the plane actually hits it, but then the plane comes back around and hits it again.
What?
And then that's when it damages the U.S. Plane propeller, and then it goes down.
So the plane is actually engaging in trying to knock it out of the air?
Yeah.
Without shooting
instead
it?
Instead of shooting it, yeah. Because you kind of see the propeller here. It's bent now, and then that's the end of the footage.
Whoa, weird.
Yeah.
So I guess if it uses the weapon, then it's war. Like they're like, but if it just bumps into it, it was an accident. Like maybe some military person could explain this to me. Our MQ-9 aircraft was conducting routine operations in international airspace when it was intercepted and hit by a Russian aircraft, resulting in a crash and complete loss of the MQ-9. At a press conference later that day, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder was initially wishy-washy over where exactly the crash occurred, reiterating that it was in international airspace, but later confirmed that it wasn't anywhere near Ukraine at the time. Well, I mean, depends what your consideration of near is. Mm-hmm. Huh. The U.S. had plans of retrieving the drone from the Black Sea. Weird. Weird, weird story. Wait, just let me get the one other paragraph there. It can be seen approaching the drone's starboard side, according to U.S. Armed Forces, dumping fuel before slamming into the MQ-9. Weird. Huh. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, neither you nor I can really figure out why it would want to do this, but yeah, dumping fuel too.
But even then, like, what? The Russian pilot is kind of risk-taking. Damaging their plane.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sometimes you think hit a bird and have a problem, never mind an actual drone.
Yeah, very curious. Hopefully we get an update.
Very curious.
All right.
Where's all the military folks at in the chat? Come on, help me out here. AI-generated images from text can't be copyrighted. U.S. government rules.
Yeah, this was sent by the chat.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The U.S. Copyright Office left open the door to protecting works with AI-generated elements. Yeah, come on. I don't know. Good luck with that. Good luck enforcing that.
Uh-huh.
Like, someone's going to say, that image is exactly... Look, there's the Getty piece in the corner.
Yeah.
How do they deal with that if it still has portions of a watermark on it?
How can they tell?
Is Mo sitting there?
Yeah, we have a special segment in, like, after a couple stories.
Wait a second. Does he have a microphone and everything?
Yeah.
Wow.
He can chime in.
The way that he kind of marched in there, the way he slowly lowered himself into that position.
Yeah.
The heater is also broken in that room, so it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you said heater. I thought you said propeller.
Oh, is that because of the story you're on right now?
Yeah.
I didn't actually think that you said propeller.
Okay. Oh. Mo's on the mic. That's what people are saying on the chat.
Mo's on the money. Mo's in the market.
Market Mo?
How's Tesla doing, actually?
Oh, everyone is saying go ahead. Hit him with something. Hit him with something. They're all saying go ahead. Hit him. Just hit him. Mo, hit him.
Oh, wow. Ford Motor Company?
Here he goes.
Check that out. Down 6% on the day.
Here he goes. Hit him, Mo. Hit him.
Now they got something out of me. They got my reaction to Ford.
Hit him, Mo. Hit him. Go get him.
What were you guys talking about before I
don't know. I forget. I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. You came in here. You had a broken heater, broken propeller. You moseyed your way in there, right down to that seat.
Yeah.
We're talking about AI-generated images not being capable of being copyrighted at this point in time, according to U.S. government.
Meaning you can't claim a copyright on an AI?
Any images that are produced by giving a text prompt to the current generative AI models, such as Midjourney or Stable Diffusion, cannot be copyrighted in the U.S. So you would be like, this is my artwork. I just got the help of some AI. But I did all the important stuff, which was put in all the
text.
Like, who owns what? Oh, and the U.S. government, at least for the time being, is saying, nope, you can't copyright that.
Yeah.
Or whatever group.
Denied.
Responsible. U.S. Copyright Office, USCO, which has equated such prompts to a buyer giving directions to a commissioned artist. So who gets the... Not really, because the commissioned artist in this case is AI. They identify what the prompter wishes to have depicted, but the machine determines how to use those instructions or how those instructions are implemented in its output. When an AI technology receives solely a prompt from a human and produces complex written, visual, or musical works in response, the traditional elements of authorship are determined and executed by the technology, not the human user. So that's it. You're not an artist. According to this language, if you think you're an AI artist and AI is your paintbrush,
get out of here.
Well, I guess you can keep saying it as long as you want. You just can't copyright it.
Right.
And the USCO says, get out of my face. That's the official language.
U.S.
Allegedly. USCO, the copyright office.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
USCO.
But this spawns other, like, practices as well, or laws, like music. What if it's AI-generated music?
No
more sampling?
No copyright.
You know?
Well, sampling, you're sampling other humans, and then those, they're having a portion, right? They're having a portion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're talking about even your ability to distinguish whether or not it's human generated in the first place.
Yeah, what if it's just so complex?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. It's one thing to say we will not copyright it if you're being completely transparent about how it was generated, but what if you're not? What if you're trying to hide the fact that AI was involved?
Right.
And you're like, no, I painted that. And the office is like, did you? And then they need tools to detect.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How would you detect something like that?
Well, in the case of written work, they've been semi-successful because universities are trying to figure out how to detect it.
So, for example, I was goofing with ChatGPT with a buddy, and we wrote a script.
Yeah.
For a short film.
Well, you didn't.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
And it took us about an hour. Yeah. And it was done. Normally, it takes me like an entire weekend to do something like
that. But how was it? Was it good?
Dude, it was so exciting to be like, ChatGPT. ChatGPT would give a script to us and we'd be like, no, do it more like Scorsese. And it would actually feel more Scorsese-esque.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was incredible. Oh. But how
would
they
know?
We
don't have a camera for him. Yeah, just gonna be on me.
He just leaves. But how do they detect, like, if I was to hand you that script, there's no way you would be able to tell whether I did it or not.
Yeah, there's no watermark.
You just copy-paste it into your own Word document.
Yeah.
I know, but they're going to have to build... AI is going to have to detect AI. It's not going to be you or me.
Yeah.
The tool is going to have to be an AI tool.
What do you got there, huh?
This is the jalapeno. Look at this thing.
It's good.
This is the jalapeno cheddar bread, and these guys were talking too much, so I was like...
Yeah, get a snack.
I was like...
Don't eat in front of the people.
I was like, listen, these guys got everything under control on this show, and you guys...
There's no angle on them.
There's an angle on you, Will.
Oh, look at Otis. He's in the frame.
I think a taste test is like, it's fine. Like, people need to know what the reaction is and whatever else.
Okay.
Dude, when I was buying that, the guy who was selling it to me was very serious on the rule of not microwaving it. He was like, do not microwave this. I was like, okay, I won't. Okay. But I didn't know it was such a serious rule.
Listen, that's a baker.
Yeah. Yeah, oh he's God. Like, don't
There's
screw this up.
Too many dogs here.
I worked hard
patty
on this.
Patty cake, bakers. Man?
What?
Bake me a cake as fast as you can.
Oh, you're singing a nursery rhyme. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. It looks delicious, I gotta say.
You're gonna have... I want you to do a taste test, too.
I'm gonna wait. Because I'm not rude. To the audience there.
Listen. I don't think the audience minds. Do they mind? Have they minded before?
Because we all know what the audience wants. The audience told Mo to go ahead, not me. Me, they got words for days. You kidding, Will? You know how many words I've got on the internet? What? How many words do you think I got on the internet?
Yeah.
Dude, remember that that website that guy made that you could type in a word and see where you said it in which episode?
Yeah, that dude was on. Yeah. That dude was
what
on
was
some.
It called?
He was on some early ChatGPT.
Yeah, really.
Go ahead, Will.
No, you gotta start it, dude.
Otis just got a jalapeno.
Oh my!
What do you think that's gonna do to him? Spice him up a little. I'll tell you what.
You know the jalapenos aren't that spicy, but like for a breakfast type of. It's good. You don't want your breakfast too spicy.
For a dog?
Oh, for no. For,
yeah,
just,
like in eggs or something.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Is that what you do, Will? You got the...
I don't mind it. Yeah. Mm. A little bit of peppers in the morning. Has a kick. Okay, let's go for one more article. One more story.
Is it Elon
Get
Musk
in the frame,
or AI?
Man.
He slowly starts leaving the frame.
I just want Will to read the headline. He refused to read the headline.
All right, fine. AI imager Midjourney V5, version 5, stuns with photorealistic images.
Let's go, Willie, do!
And five-fingered hands. So finally, this is
holy grail. What is this hand thing? Lack of dopamine hits because the results are too perfect every time. Why does that?
What?
Lack of dopamine hits. That image is insane.
Is this too perfect? It doesn't seem too perfect.
You think it's too perfect?
I don't.
I think everything in the future looks exactly like this. This is the future. You're going to put a headset on and you're
is
just
this the
there.
Meta? This yeah. is what Mark's yeah. working on?
That's where you are. I don't know. Like everything is like blurry, weird, blurry background, dreamscape. Yeah, it's just like...
And well, jacked.
What the hell did you just transition to here, Will?
So I guess this is showing different versions of Midjourney, going from V3, V4, and then V5. You can kind of tell the level of fidelity in each image. Mm-hmm. And the one on the right, V5, is the most or it's more the most realistic, I guess.
Yeah.
In terms of its lighting and tone and mood.
This is such a weird instruction. It's like Conan the Barbarian in front of CRT TV. Like, what a weird instruction that is.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. The middle section looks like, you know, that cartoon, like Ralph has like that type of aesthetic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Which one do you like, Mo?
The most?
Yeah.
Which buff guy do you like?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Most?
Yeah.
Okay, let me think about it. Not the first V3, Midjourney V3 is, I'm not about it. I do like the middle one, the middle bottom right, where he's like angry in front of the TV.
This guy here?
I like that guy.
That guy you like?
Yeah.
He's a bit thicker for you, isn't he?
Yeah, he's pretty thick, isn't he? He's 2 C's thick.
That's what you like about it.
It also has like a 90s look.
Which is
look.
Fair, by the way.
I mean...
I'll take top left.
Like
yeah,
guy.
That's my guy.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This guy looks like Kratos from God of War.
Oh, man. No, I like bottom left.
Just shadows.
I don't... Yeah, okay. Muscular... The instruction here is muscular barbarian with weapons beside a CRT television set. Cinematic 8K studio lighting. So if that's what we're going based on, then definitely bottom right is, or maybe the one above there. Yeah, one something in this section. They
yeah, you're right. The last two.
They stop looking like action figures and start looking more like actual people.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Even you can see the lighting reflection on the TV. It's pretty realistic. Like, especially because it says studio lighting.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, bounce lighting.
Yeah,
yeah. Or bottom like bottom right. I think TV. Qualifies as studio lighting.
Yeah. Sure.
The back lighting there.
Very cool.
And now Mo, what might happen if two of these characters got into a wrestling match?
I'd pay to see that.
You would.
On that CRT.
Why you gotta say that?
Oh man.
So here's some other images.
Well, you liked that, didn't you?
Yeah.
The you would part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
An AI generated a synthetic photograph of a girl through a window generated using Midjourney V5. It's
The reflections.
Oh man, get out of here.
The lighting.
I don't know what's going on, but it is my future. I promise. It is my future. Like there's nothing. Look at this burger. You see?
Tasty burger.
Can you go back to the burger? Can you go back to the burger for a second? I want to look at the seeds.
Yeah, a bun with a good sesame seeds.
Look at the seeds on the bottom bun. Look, Otis is trying to eat the damn burger on the TV right now.
He is, actually.
The lettuce leaves?
Yeah.
Or arugula or something?
Yeah.
Is that an
melting
egg?
Cheese?
Yeah, there's got an egg.
There's an egg in there.
With that little imperfection? What is that little dot there?
Yeah, no, listen. Well, listen. This guy's in the flower shop.
Good hands? Decent?
I don't know.
It's
blurry. Is it behind the...
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Clown.
Oh, dude.
Sad clown?
This feels like such a real photo.
This is yours. This is what you like. Buff guys and clowns.
Buff guys and clowns.
Why did that one stand out to you so much?
I don't know. It feels very real. It feels like I took a photo like this on a subway.
Oh, you did?
A lot of emotion there. And the foreground.
Minus the clown, but yeah.
You see how there's a foreground element here?
Yeah.
Very subtle.
Actually, I didn't notice that right away.
Yeah.
It was a great image.
And this one.
What the hell?
Huh?
These look fantastic.
Yeah, V3 or V5.
Yeah, they look... Yeah, dude. You kidding? Oh, can I see...
So these are the hands.
They say hands are fixed.
The hands.
They say hands are fixed. Look at the hands.
It's not bad.
I'd say that looks fixed to me.
You like these hands. How about those hands?
Those are not bad.
You like them.
Pretty good.
Worker hands? Good. Old hands?
What are the other two hands, Will?
Average hands.
And the last
Softy one. Softy hands.
Yeah.
So this is from Del Walker. He says, just a heads up, Midjourney's AI can now do hands correctly. Be extra critical of any political imagery, especially photography you see online that is trying to incite a reaction.
Okay there.
The future of like all social media is we're just not going to be able to believe anything.
Nothing.
Yeah. Photo evidence and
doesn't mean anything anymore.
It's just not going to be the way. We're not going to look at things the same way. That's the bottom line. It's that you're going to, and it's already kind of like that where we have to guess at everything.
Yeah.
Like if you're a responsible internet person, everything you look at, you're like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
But it wasn't long when we were, you know, reaming on the hands. And then like a month later, like they did hands.
Well,
they
did it right. Speak for yourself.
Dude, huh? I tested. You know,
there was only one of us that was reaming.
Well, it was very unsettling.
Yeah, I don't remember myself reaming. That was more of what you were doing.
Okay, well.
But yes, Will, they, I don't know. We would need to experiment with it more. I'm sure we could still screw it up.
So
all we have to do is ask for a six-fingered hand.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Will, you showed it too early.
Dude.
He won't even look at the screen anymore.
So this is our next story.
Oh, my God.
I actually had some time.
Oh, my God.
And Mo helped to play with this AI modeling agency. It's called Deep Agency. We talked about it before. Remember? Hey?
I didn't. I think
I was able to try it out. Using Mo as the model. I think to get started, we had to take like around 20 pictures of his head. And
well, it was like three separate locations we picked, right?
Three separate locations, yeah.
By the way, Will pitched this as me. Can I take one photo of you?
Holy, man.
I was like, okay.
It's not bad.
20 pictures later.
Pretty good.
So creepy.
So let's start with this one, okay? Let's do this one.
So creepy. Thank God you didn't do this to me. I would have nightmares.
No, you just won't be able to look at
this. They say nightmare fuel, and they don't know nightmare fuel until they do this to somebody you actually know.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't need a lot of pictures.
God.
What? Yeah, it was like seven in each location, so like roughly around 20 in total. Yeah, this is quite scary.
So this is not bad, eh?
It's not bad.
The lighting right. It's got your like face texture right.
It looks like 100% beauty mode is turned on your selfie.
Yeah, it's a bit smooth. But even the neck.
Lou wants out of this story.
Oh my God.
The neck hair kind of blends into the actual AI. Because you've never worn this suit. This is the environment is fake. The suit is fake. Your head is the only thing that I took a picture of.
Yeah.
But like what has been added? Like why? Like what has it's hard for me to pinpoint. Like obviously the skin is like perfect. Like that's unsettling to me.
It's like beauty mode.
Yeah. There's
also my forehead's a lot larger than in real life.
Okay.
My forehead kind of stops here, like maybe 2.5-3 fingers.
Yeah.
This guy's got a pretty nice.
Okay, so the images that you sent, was he smiling?
No.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah.
You were neutral.
Yeah, Will said that I should just be deadpan.
Yeah.
And also not look at the camera.
That smile doesn't
belong. This is a LinkedIn picture.
That smile doesn't
yes, you're right.
That smile doesn't belong to you.
No.
No.
That smile doesn't belong to you.
I mean, you could touch it up, add some shadows here. I feel like
the
teeth are a bit flat.
Yeah, they did me nice with the teeth, though.
Yeah, it's a nice smile.
It looks like a wedding photo.
And so basically, the generator, I picked like a couple images that I think that would match Mo's face.
Okay.
And that's it.
So wait a second.
So I can type, like, I'll show you example after, but it's super easy to use. Super easy.
By the way, this is the first time I'm seeing these photos too.
Yeah. So I started playing with
okay.
A couple expressions, like Mo sad.
Okay.
And it,
where is this? Because that was the sweater I was wearing.
This looks like a completely different person than the last person.
It's a bit different. Yeah.
Also, you notice the sweater? The words are all screwed up.
Yeah.
How many? How many images did you feed into this for training?
Like I said, about 20, 25. And it took about an hour to kind of like do its magic.
Digest the information. Yeah.
It's what's weird. Okay, that doesn't
look. This is not me.
That doesn't
look. Cool jacket, though.
That's not really usable for him as an actual.
None of them are usable.
I want to find which one. I'm going to pick which one.
Okay, what about this one, huh? What about this one?
I don't mind this one.
It gets goofier. Dude.
I don't mind this one because it's weird enough that you almost look like an animated character.
Sure, sure.
It's far enough into the unreal.
Yeah, like Hotel Transylvania, the main character in that.
You're far enough into the unreal.
So
wow, you've got a lot of these.
Even just regular ones like him in a suit, I feel like those do the best.
Guys, you guys gotta tell me something. Are my eyes really this close together? Because I'm tripping out right now.
No, it's.
You know?
Should I get a sleeve, Lou?
So, what is your prompt for this one? With tattoos?
Yeah, a guy sitting with tattoos. That's all that's needed.
Okay, and then the head is glued on.
But can you be more descriptive with it?
This one doesn't really look like you.
Jesus Christ. Imagine how successful you'd be if this was you. Yeah. Oh, my God. Like,
this
who is this guy?
Bought low and sold high.
Who the hell is this guy?
And then muscular, Mo.
Oh, look at that.
Okay. Okay.
How old am I in this picture, though?
I don't know. No idea.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not you. There's something weird going on.
The hands.
And the hands.
Yeah.
Wait, was that a split screen?
Yeah, I did.
These are starting to look less and less like me.
Well, I think because it's when you see so many and you know it's not the same person. And then, well, we do have to pick which one is most passable that we think.
Okay, so this one, when it starts breaking, because it's kind of looked for the profile. You staring at like a projector screen or something.
Okay.
Like that was the image that I set.
Basically what we need to know here is, I love this one.
What about this one?
What we need to know here is which one is most passable that he could insert into social media and actually get away with. That's what we need to know.
Okay. But I went a little bit more ridiculous with it.
Well, I can see that. I can see that, but I still want to know if like what the most.
This one's not bad.
When I was younger, I wanted dread so bad.
So you think he puts this on social media and some people say, whoa, you got a new hairstyle.
No way.
Okay, we're going to do this experiment, Mo.
Sure, yeah, let's do it. We'll pick one. I'll post it.
But I think it's unbelievable.
What about this one?
Not. Never mind the baldness. It just, that looks nothing like him.
No.
Yeah. What about this one?
I'm white and blonde.
That's like, that looks like me with hair.
It's got the eyes too.
What did you say to make like this? What did you say to make this happen?
Something Caucasian. I want to.
So it changed his eye color, his beard color, his hair color, skin color,
like you know, race or skin color. Yeah.
Weird.
What about Mo as a baby?
But white again?
That kind of looks like Mo.
Why did Mo as a baby go white though?
Or like a kid?
What happened there?
Did you write Caucasian
I think it was
kid?
Like a Caucasian kid.
Oh, okay.
Or like blonde hair.
I like how they maintain the earring. They're like, this kid always had an earring.
Hmm.
You know what, dude? I imagine this is really difficult to do.
This doesn't look like Mo at all. Like,
I know, but
they change the shape of your face, too.
You're right, but it's such a challenging thing to be like...
Change
this person, but a different person.
Yeah. Look at the hands.
Whoa!
It doesn't even make sense in my mind because your arm. If you look at the other arm,
your arms are down here.
this one might be the best. Yeah.
You should post this one.
Yeah, this one's good.
What about this this one. This one's hard, right?
Not a chat moment in a pool. different human, different person.
Yeah, this guy near the lake, and I generated another one with a fat guy.
Oh.
And somehow it just
makes him
bigger.
Yeah. Same guy, just bigger.
Same guy. Did you just type fatter?
Yeah, like a fat guy.
Okay, give me the most, most passable one that I can actually use.
Well, let's run through the last few that you
He's gone through. We have everything. We have Mo upside down. Like, which one can we use?
This is really, I would say the...
Okay, what about this one? This one, the first one.
This might be the most passable.
It might be, but it's also weirdly like the most unbelievable, because what is this background? What is it? Like, are people going to think you would do that? Okay. What's number two?
What about this?
Will, in your... No.
No.
No? Okay.
No. Give me number two real quick. Yeah, give me that black and...
One?
No. What do you think? You think yes?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. My eyes aren't really round. They're more, you see that, like the way that one is on the left?
Yeah.
My eyes are more like that.
Correct.
What about...
You have any other candidates here? Okay, so we're comparing...
I like this huge split screen thing.
We need an update. Mo, you have to come stand on this camera so people can compare. Yeah. Like, it's not...
What about this one? Yeah, this one. I could see this one. Eh?
The tattoo one.
The tattoos?
One. Yeah. If you were to say to me which one looks more like Mo out of these four, I'm going with the collared shirt over there.
Same. No, not this one.
Also, I'm smiling in that one.
So, okay, hang on. So these are your four. Yeah, go ahead. Stand in here.
You can reference your face
here.
Yeah,
there you go. I'm going to get out of the way. There, yeah. There's the Mo reference point.
So we'll do A, B, C, D. People in the chat can comment.
I guess you have to look straight at the camera.
Which one am I looking
at? The long lens there. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Which one are people going to go with? One, two, three, or four? You guys go ahead and vote right now. Which one of these images is...
Okay, let me set up a poll.
I saw that you did that. That's crazy.
Let me
cool.
just
do
a new poll here.
Chat's going off.
A... B.
Some are doing numbers, some are doing letters.
Okay.
So A is a caller, right?
Yeah, I guess it's in tattoo? Sequence. Yeah, they'll figure it out.
All right.
Okay.
Wait, I don't see the results though. Only you do?
I do, yeah.
So what wins then?
A and D. Are almost neck and neck. It's like 40-40.
Okay.
Well, whichever one wins is going to go on Mo's social media and we'll figure it out.
Okay. Sounds good.
If anybody suspects anything. Hey, if you're watching this or listening to this or whatever,
don't ruin
rat
the
it out.
Yeah.
Don't say that right away.
Yeah.
You know? The other problem with the tat one is I don't know that anyone's going to believe that you have all those tats.
No, and like overnight.
Yeah. All, you know, we may have to go with the first one.
Yeah.
Right, just for that reason,
I think
Will.
First
yeah, just for that reason, we're going to have
good.
To go with A.
But D is...
I agree.
D is just right behind it.
If you had D...
Like 41% to 40%.
I know. If you would have had D without the tats, we'd be at a different story.
Yeah,
as far as convincing.
For sure.
Those are like faded tats, too. Like, you've had them forever. Like, somebody's like, no.
With the neck tattoo?
Sorry, bud.
Not got the earrings as well.
We're going to go with the first
one. The lowest is B. That's the one that most people are like, no.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to end this, but... we can do an experiment live. Let's try it. Let's go. So this is the UI. And literally...
Honestly, that one's not bad either. Why didn't you show us that one? Top left.
One?
Top left.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
I don't think I downloaded it.
Oh, okay. I really think it's not that bad.
Yeah, that one looks pretty good.
Whoa, you can select what camera's taking the photo?
Yeah. You can select the lens... The camera.
Wow.
Shutter speed, bokeh. Yeah, it's crazy. But all you got to do is just type it. What do you want?
Like a, or you can choose me on a bike or something. Can you do like locations? Or is it like more adjust your like physical appearance?
But I think the problem right now is I don't know if it'll generate fast enough because usually it's pretty fast, but to ramp up at the beginning will take some time. So as you can see over here, there's some images that kind of messed up. I think I was searching for like someone touching your face.
Right.
And
right.
that didn't work out.
Okay.
Obviously. That's a weird request.
Yeah.
Scroll down there. This, like, me at nighttime is kind of interesting.
So I was having a bit of fun. Sorry, Bo. I was experimenting. So you
that
as
one's
a
not
kid,
that bad either.
This kid looks real.
What do you mean? Look at his legs.
Oh. Yeah, it's a double hoodie situation that. There. Oh, it's not generating, unfortunately.
Oh, so is this one of those, like, if too many people are using the server...
Yeah.
It's slow?
Well, isn't it? Is it not using like Midjourney, whatever, or is it its own thing? Is it the data set that it's pulling from? Is got to be one of those popular mega data sets.
That's cool picture.
The tat profile. Yeah,
maybe I get tats, dude.
Why is it that as soon as there's tats, it becomes a better?
Yeah, what? Yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know. Whatever.
That one seems really real.
Tat references. Which one?
This one?
This one.
It's not bad. It looks like young. That looks like a younger version of you. You think you get away with it?
That one, I think so.
Yeah,
I think
maybe.
More so.
Yeah, maybe. Huh. So how long did it take you, Will, to generate an image
on average? The first time doing it, it took like... I don't know, a couple minutes to kind of start up. You can kind of see the prompt here. We're cold starting your model. This happens on the first start or after 30 minutes of inactivity. Please wait 5 minutes.
Oh, I see.
But afterwards, it's like a couple seconds. It's really, really quick.
What? So the first one you generate takes how long?
Five minutes.
And then after that, it's seconds.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
I think it's like, I don't know, queuing up your model or something.
Hmm.
But like I chose from a catalog of these photos. And it just kind of inserts Mo in this scenario.
Get out.
And that's all it
does. Do a good job?
Well, it generated these photos. Like these ones.
That's
here.
Where they came from.
Yeah. And I played around with the lenses.
Well, once this thing gets going, we should just allow the chat to tell us what the instruction is.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever it is you want Mo to be doing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay. I'm sure there's rules to this website.
Mo.
Okay, well, I don't. Okay.
Obviously, within whatever is reasonable here.
Exactly. Okay.
I'm not trying to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that worked. There we go. Hold on.
What was your prompt?
Let's just do a base test, okay? So you guys can see how it works.
The fedora. Guy with the fedora.
No, I want with the red light right there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
This
guy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we generate, and it usually takes like a couple seconds.
Oh, by the way, I realize some people don't even know what we're talking about. This is called Deep Agency. That's weird. I don't even get the red light out of it.
As well.
It's called deepagency.com, and it just sort of, it taps you into whatever these, you can do it with yourself, but you can also, like, there's other models over there. Yeah.
Like these ones.
And to do whatever you want, put different outfits and backgrounds and other stuff.
Okay.
So now you want people to ask for something?
Or do you
want
to ask something?
Let me just get one more from the catalog.
Sure, sure.
Can I get, let's see here. Maybe give me that one with the pink sky.
Mm.
Okay.
Very Tumblr.
Generate photo.
I just want to see, like, why did it skip the hat and it skipped the red light on...
Oh. Oh.
Hey, this one got the background perfect. Your face got messed up a little bit again.
I don't know why.
It doesn't look like Mo.
Sometimes it totally screws up your face. Other times, like, I honestly, the one, that one with the recent one with the beige backdrop over there,
yeah,
is not that bad.
It's really not that bad. If I was smiling, I think it would kind of nail it.
It's close, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any
request?
Yeah. Oh, you're looking for
See? What? Like, all I did was add a smile to it, like a smiling male, and then it just converted it to a smile.
Can you do that to the one that Lou was just talking about? The with the pastel gray background?
Can you make that guy smile?
This one?
Nope.
This one.
Yeah.
So load.
Oh, so you can tinker after the fact.
Yes. So let's check it out.
Like, how specific can you get? Like, his eyes are too close together.
Yeah,
can you
I'm do not that? Too sure.
Oh, dude. Not bad.
Yeah. Looks a little, like, I mean, you can tell
something
by the chin.
Something happened. Your eyes got like a, your eyes got lighter. Or they have a stronger reflection.
Oh, there's the other picture.
Yeah, yeah. To compare.
Yeah, so you're right.
Your and your skin got more pink in it.
It did.
So, like, why did that? Like, yeah. Why would that happen? All we asked for was a smile. So now we're into the data set, aren't we?
Yeah, I wonder why a smile would generate my skin to be more blushed.
Because they pull from
beauty mode.
Whatever their data set right. has a bias towards a certain.
I see.
Or not necessarily a bias, but like maybe a volume. Maybe there's they have more smiles of a particular skin. Well, like, think about the internet.
Yeah. Okay, I'm following you now.
Yeah.
Think about the internet.
Are there any requests here?
Give me angry. Give me angry on that same one.
Okay.
I'm getting people doing a lot of locations.
I don't know that the location is all that important, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
But we can do it. It could be funny. Yeah, let's try and hit them in a loop. Wow.
Unimpressed, Mo.
Hmm. Okay.
My eyes do get droopy when I'm upset.
Lack of sleep as well.
Okay, so what? Put them in a location, Will. Put them in front of...
The most common one we're getting here is the NASDAQ floor.
Yeah, put them on the NASDAQ floor, if you don't mind.
Angry male on...
Maybe just write Stock Exchange, I don't know, or Wall Street. Or
on NASDAQ. Wall Street, just yeah. put them on Wall Street.
Is it one word?
No.
No.
There you go. This has been a dream of Mo's.
Yes.
This will be his profile picture no matter what it spits yeah. out.
Huh?
Oh. Oh, I think it's using this pose.
Oh, I see. But that's Wall Street.
That is pretty Wall Street. That is
Mad
pretty
money.
That is
Mad money, Mo.
Pretty Wall Street. Like, compared to the other ones? There's money to be made there.
Yeah. So serious.
Oh, man. This is not financial advice.
So what's going on, Will? You can't do that for us or what?
I think I have to choose, like, either upload an image of Wall Street or actually sift through the catalog of, like, trying to find, like, a building that
looks like.
Are
you sure about this?
Wait, so I can upload a picture and alter.
Because right now it's looking at this pose. Right, that's the reference.
But why does it have to look at a pose at all?
Maybe for the like sizing of things, like the composition.
Really?
Yeah.
So what if you just X out that pose and then run it?
Oh, maybe if I generate. Oh, I have to choose.
Upload it or upload your own.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah. Okay. All right. So you, okay, let's do it. Go get a Wall Street picture. Okay. I mean, we might as well do it. We're this far
yeah.
okay. along.
Yeah.
But I don't know why it wouldn't just, like, pull from there. But anyway, okay. Put
do
him,
that one.
Do the NASDAQ yeah, floor.
Oh, maybe this one?
No.
This one?
Yeah, he's in there.
But he's going to be floating because they're going
to... How do you know? It's AI. They're supposed to be the future.
So find a picture of...
supposed to be the future, Will.
Write Stock Exchange floor in Google. I think that might be easier for you.
Yeah, good call.
Supposed to be the future here, Will.
What about
it's
this
still
one?
Very high.
Mm-mm.
He needs something eye level.
That dude down there. Yes.
I want that to be Mo.
Okay. Just give me a second here to kind of maneuver this. Hold on here.
When's this picture from? Can we just quickly scroll up and read that?
2020.
Okay, moving on.
You good? Yep. Okay.
Moving on.
Let's see. Upload. Click here. Do I have it here? Where is it?
Probably in your downloads, man.
No, it's in my screenshots. I don't know where it's saved, though.
Just right-click download it, no?
That's what I would do, yeah.
Yeah. I took a screenshot instead.
We need all the resolution we can get here.
Yeah.
This is mission-critical stuff.
Still not here.
When you hit download, where did you save it?
Probably to his downloads.
Yeah, it's usually there. Downloads. Weird. Okay. Oh, it's a WebP file. I got to convert it. See, that's the thing.
That's why screenshot's better.
Yeah.
Oh, but it didn't let you take that screenshot.
Because it's a WebP.
Hold on here. Hold on here. Oh, yeah. See, it's...
This AI stuff kind of sucks.
But they advance so quickly. Like, I used Midjourney a few months back. It was not like that Conan the Barbarian in front of that CRT TV. It did not look like that at all.
But you still don't look like Conan the Barbarian either.
For sure. But I bet you if we do this again in like 3-4 months. Okay, we got to see.
He has a lot of money. He looks so sad there.
Can you make it bigger?
I
can
not bad. It kind of looks like Mo on Walls, like in the stock exchange.
Hold on.
What now? What did you change about it?
I just took out on Wall Street. Okay, that's kind of messing up. Hmm. I think when you upload an image, it might be a little harder to figure out.
Can you make that one bigger where he's leaning over and he lost a lot of money?
Let me download it and see.
And he lost a lot of money.
Well, you just keep buying high, selling low, right?
That's a good model.
There you go. That's Mo on Wall Street. That's the instruction.
Guy's thinning.
Whoa. That's a... I don't know what happened. He turned into like an elf. Or, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Weird stuff happening. So this is like, you still got to finely tune this. This is why they are recommending their poses and all that.
Right.
It's because getting better.
Because it's a disaster once you're uploading your own stuff, Will.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Isn't it?
But it's only going to get better.
Because it has to interpret this weird...
baby Mo. Just...
But it's a white baby Mo.
Yeah. I think you need...
You're holding a cat.
I think you need an image where it's obvious, like, what individual is going to be replaced. Where the separation between individual and the background is substantial.
Yeah.
So that it knows where to glue in your model into there.
But him wearing a hat as well? It's interesting. There's some fun to be had here.
Some of these are not that bad, you know?
They're not bad at a glance.
You like that one with the guitar, right?
Well, it's just the posture's hilarious, and there's a lot of stuff going on that it's funny about.
With
it.
The trees
there's
a in lot the of background. Stories,
yeah. Like you're serenading,
exactly.
You know,
look how proud he is.
Trying to picture the whole atmosphere there.
Yeah,
it's fun.
This one looks cool.
So, well, that was terrifying, and I guess anyone can do it. All you got to do is head over to Deep Agency, and if you feel like training in AI, based
there
on
is, like a fee, like a subscription fee. So
you paid for this?
Yeah, there's was it $30 or something?
$30 a month, one custom model included, and then 1,000 photos included.
where are you at right now with photos? Definitely not 1,000, right?
No, not even close.
So anyway, I mean, you get to, like, this is interesting. It's full commercial license, create your own digital twin.
And this is not an ad, by the way.
Access to AI. No, it's not an ad at all. Like,
we're just really interested in this. This is like a first AI image generation that you guys have done, right?
Yeah. Like, I know a lot of people were saying, how is this different from just using the AI image generators directly? And I suppose the thing here is that you have...
You can insert your own face.
Well, and you have some postures and you have some guidance and you have an interface to kind of navigate.
It's fairly user friendly.
So
yeah,
it still suggests that it's beta V1.0. So anyway, all right. Well, thanks everybody that joined us here today. Appreciate it as usual. The jalapeno bread was just whew, tell you what. Got me going. And
you seem very tired.
Well, that experience. Was a lot to that was a taxing experience, yeah. Honestly.
It really was quite funny,
like,
though.
When the first image attacked me like that, you know, it was a roller coaster for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mo's going to take the one we agreed upon, put it on social media, and no one's going to spoil it, and then we're going to figure out...
We'll see if anybody notices.
What's really real. What's really real. And your caption's just going to be a thumbs up.
Okay, done.
Just a thumbs up. Or no, you know what you should do? Hashtag new profile. Hashtag new profile pic.
Question mark?
No. Okay, sure. Yeah, and then we get the pure, honest feedback.
All righty.
Anyway, yeah, thanks again to everybody who joined here today. Have a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Later.